She no sooner had that thought than she saw Hero go on the alert. Berkeley followed the direction of the dog's stare and encountered a very fine male behind. Maybe if the guy hadn't been leaning into what looked like a well in front of a shop, things would have gone differently. But there he was, legs braced with a muscular tush on display in board shorts, his head and parts of his shoulders hidden inside the well. She and Hero weren't the only ones to notice either. Berkeley saw several women taking in the view. It was her distraction with the other women, as well as the packages she carried, that made her lose hold of the leash when Hero launched forward, already on a mission. She shouted, "Hero, no!" But of course, it was too late. Hearing her, the man straightened too quickly and smacked his head on the roof frame of the well. Before he could complain, Hero had him by the seat of his shorts, determinedly tugging him a foot away to safety, which made the guy lose his footing on the gravel lot. He fell forward with a barely subdued curse. Filled with dread, Berkeley sprinted forward, dropped her flowers and pastry box, and grabbed for Hero's leash. "He's fine, bud, I swear. Hero, drop him!" Obediently, the dog released his grip on the shorts, then wagged his tail, very proud of himself. And damn, she was pretty proud of him, too. He'd gotten much better at following commands. "Good boy." Grumbling, the guy pushed to his feet, dusted off his knees, and stared down at her. "Holy crap. I know him." Lawson Salder in the flesh. She hadn't seen him in nearly a decade, and honestly, that wasn't long enough to suit her. She would have been happy to never again set eyes on anyone from her old neighborhood, her old life, anyone who knew of the god-awful scandal that had overtaken her existence. Why had no one told her he lived in Cemetery, Indiana? It wasn't like anyone in the area wouldn't know Lawson. The man was testosterone on a stick, a walking ad for sex appeal. Wind-blown blonde hair, light brown eyes, drool-worthy shoulders, and a don't-care attitude that had drawn admiration from all the girls on their street, as well as many of the guys. Back then, most had struggled in the run-down town, but Lawson had gone about his business as if he owned it all. 8 years had not only made him older, but also better looking, with more of an edge, and damn him, he'd always been edgy enough. How unfair was that? His thick brows came together in a severe frown.
"Your dog is a menace."
Since she was holding her breath, waiting to see if he'd recognize her, it took a second to actually comprehend his insult. Then she got annoyed.
"He was trying to save you. You're welcome."
"Save me from what?"
She gestured at the well. "He probably thought you were falling in."
"When it's only decorative?"
His continued antagonism had her teeth locking.
"Well, I'll be sure to explain the difference to him."
She turned to Hero, who stared back with his intelligent brown eyes alert.
"Sweetheart, the mean man wants you to know that the well isn't real."
With a disgruntled huff, Lawson muttered,
"I am not mean."
Then to the dog, he said,
"You almost ripped my shorts, bud."
The way they hung loose around his lean hips, it was a wonder Hero hadn't pulled them right off him. And
no,
she did not need that image in her head.
Small town, anonymity, fresh start. That was her focus. Not a blast from the past in the form of a hot guy with a gruff attitude.
She inhaled a slow breath and said precisely,
"Hero is a rescue dog, and he's sensitive."
"Odd. Doesn't seem like I've hurt his feelings. You're the only one who's pissed off."
New umbrage filled her lungs, and she took an aggressive step toward him.
"Don't curse in front of my dog."